verse 10 now of chapter 3 of the little book of Ruth. He says, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." Now, listen to him. He says, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter." Sounds like an old-fashioned shouting Methodist, does he not? But I tell you, this hasn't made him unhappy at all. This is what he's been waiting to hear, and it's come in a most unexpected way. It's quite interesting in this little book how Ruth appears on the scene. He'd never dreamed that there was such a vision of loveliness in this world. And of all places, he walks out in his field one day, and there are a bunch of poor people gleaning in his field, and he sees her. And it's love at first sight. He said, "Who in the world is she?" "Why," they said, "you ought to know who she is. She's that woman that came from Moab with Naomi. Her name is Ruth." "Oh," he said, "I've heard of her." The others had told him about her. And he could not believe that a person that so many good things had been said about her, that she could be as lovely as that. And he fell madly in love with her. Now he's wondering what she's going to do. He's been busy working at the grain all day. I have a notion that her vision passed before his eyes several times that afternoon and evening while he's working. And he lies down. He's weary from the labor and his servants there. And during the night, he reaches down, and there's a woman's feet up against his feet, poked toward his. And he was looking for his cloak, and he said, "Who in the world is this?" "Well," she said, "I'm your handmaiden. I'm claiming you as my kinsman redeemer." Of all unexpected things. And I imagine that he waked up the whole top of the hill when he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning." This is the thing that I'm sure the gossips in Bethlehem had said. When Naomi came back with Ruth, I'm sure gossips always do things like this. They must have said, "Well, now, she's a beautiful girl, isn't she? Well, you just watch her. She'll start chasing after every man in Bethlehem. Not a man will be safe." Well, the interesting thing was, Naomi had told her that you're ostracized. You're out. No one would be interested in you. And Ruth has accepted that. And she hasn't made a move in any direction. And she's passed by the boys because she has felt that it'd be perfectly meaningless because they couldn't be interested in her. But here is a man now that says he loves her. And he wants to be the kinsman redeemer. And he says to her, "It's been obvious in this town that you haven't been out chasing the boy. You haven't been chasing around looking for a husband. That's been obvious." And that added to the fact that she's claiming him now as a kinsman redeemer. It means that she wouldn't have done it if she hadn't meant business by it.